This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with news and commentary for Tuesday, February 20th, 2020. Filling high-level jobs at the city of Port Townsend now resembles a game of whack-a-mole. Just after landing a new public works director, the city must now search for a new police chief. Mike Evans, who worked for the department for 20 years, four of those as chief, is leaving the department to supervise a security for three regional hospitals. His last day is March 2nd. On Tuesday, Port Townsend City Manager John Morrow lauded Evans's morale boosting at the department, singling out his establishment of the Navigator program. The police department now includes a full-time mental health professional who attempts to defuse situations before they get out of hand. Evans, who is 52 years old, told KPTZ that he has been seeking change for some time. Working in hospital security offers new challenges, but in ways where he can put his law enforcement experience to good use. Evans expects to move his family, which includes two small children, closer to his new job, where he will supervise about 35 security officers. Evans worked on patrol and grant writing before serving as interim chief. He ascended to the permanent position on April Fool's Day, 2016. During his time as chief, he has used President Barack Obama's task force recommendations on community policing as a template, building a department that he says responds to Port Townsend's special qualities. Morrow told the city council on Tuesday the replacement process will take a phased approach and could take some time. There are no details available about the timing or the nature of the search. Both Evans and his predecessor, Connor Daly, ascended to the chief's position from within the ranks of the department. Evans submitted his resignation on February 12th, but it was not made public until Tuesday's council meeting. In that letter, he said that he arrived in Port Townsend as a young man with great ambition and is now a much older man with lifelong stories and a content soul. After the process of narrowing 43 applicants down to three finalists, Port Townsend City Manager John Morrow announced the selection of Steve King to take over the Public Works Department, a position vacated when Greg Lanning resigned in November after 2 years on the job. King is currently the Economic Development Director for the City of Wenatchee. Morrow told the council on Tuesday night that King's enthusiasm, curiosity, and desire to succeed set him above the other two finalists. King will start in the position on March 23rd. Over at the county, the most significant job opening is District 2 County Commissioner, as David Sullivan has announced that he is stepping down after four terms. Sullivan, who is 67, told KPTC that he isn't getting any younger, and he chose this time to step down because his wife, Vita Wilson, who is the co-director of Food and Nutrition Services at the Quilcene School District, is also retiring this year. Additionally, he said the county is in good shape, and he has accomplished many of his goals. Sullivan announced his decision 1 week ago at a Democratic Party meeting, at which time Cape George resident Lorna Smith announced her intention to run for the seat. Others are expected to come forward in the next several weeks. Aside from residency in District 2, there are no stated qualifications for the job. You just need to have a vision for the county and enough people who agree with that vision who will vote for you. Sullivan drew no opposition from Democrats or Republicans in the 2016 election, and he handily beat a Republican opponent in 2012. Our calls to the local Republican Party were not returned, but they'll call back soon enough and we'll tell you what they said. Sullivan made his announcement in order to give people plenty of time to run for the office. Candidate filing week begins May 11th. If more than two candidates file for the position, they will face off in the August 4th primary, where the top two vote-getters will advance to the November 3rd general election, regardless of party affiliation. This just in, Public Utility District 2nd District Commissioner Ken Collins told KPTZ that he intends to run for a second six-year term. He hopes to continue the positive direction of the PUD while making an effort to provide broadband to the county's remote areas. Collins is not aware of any opposition, but said that it would be naive to think that no one will come forward. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.